Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, the forecast originally for this day was very hot and muggy. So I decided we're going to have Advent in August today. Yeah, you're thinking I'm off my rocker, I didn't get enough sleep, I had so much to drink some point along the line, who knows, what strange things. But bear with me, see if this doesn't make sense. The reason I was thinking about Advent in August is today in the church year is the day we remember the martyrdom of John the Baptist. Those of you with good memories will remember that on July 11th, we had that lesson about him and his being in prison and then Herod put him to death after getting a little drunk at a party and giving in to the wishes of his stepdaughter. And she asked for the head of John the Baptist, and she got the head of John the Baptist. And when I think of Advent, I think of John the Baptist. He's a central character in that. He does an important thing in the time of Advent. And even though it's nice and cool today, I think sometimes in the summer it's kind of nice to think about cooler air. Even someone who likes cool air especially. But for those of you who don't, maybe a relief from the heat and humidity. Think a little bit about Advent, getting ready for Christmas and December days with crisp, cool nights. What a refreshing change it is. That's what John the Baptist was. We think rather harshly of John the Baptist, of this wild guy looking like the hippy-dippy weatherman of the ancient days, out there proclaiming good news all dressed in strange clothing. But what he was trying to do was to wake people up. Wake them up to the fact that they'd gotten into patterns and things without thinking about what they were doing. To reassess their priorities, we would say in modern language. To literally do repentance. Which, in the Greek that the Bible was written in, is not a fancy theological word. It literally means the, and going in the direction you need to go in. It's a change of direction, is what the Bible really means by the word repentance. To realize one's headed down a wrong path, kind of gotten off skew with our priorities in life, and need to rearrange. Well, the last year and a half is a bit of an advent, isn't it? I mean, all our lives have been rearranged in different ways. We've had to think about what's a priority for us, many things we took for granted we couldn't do. And it might not have been the best thing in the world, but it was an opportunity for those of us who were lucky enough not to be afflicted with COVID or not to have our families, think about the directions we are heading in. What are the priorities? What are the things that really, really matter? And that's what John the Baptist was trying to say. To be ready for the coming of the Messiah, the coming one of God, one has to be alert to what God is doing. And it's very easy to get locked into the way we kind of use things and the patterns we use and to basically be asleep at the wheel on autopilot, kind of cruising down the highway in our self-driving Teslas. We might get somewhere, but do we really get where we want to go? Are we really open to what's important in life and what's going on? John the Baptist got in a lot of trouble for doing that. So the first thing I want to say is, I'm not asking you to have a safe, secure life. Being a follower of Jesus, being someone who makes a stand for faith, is not a safe thing to do in any generation. Never has been, never will be. Because we are willing to re-examine where we're going and to have God take us in directions we didn't plan to go. We are open to being countercultural, if that means being against the things that lead us down straight paths. You notice that runs through our lessons today. The law, which is another thing that John the Baptist was noted for, he was holding up the law as a model for the people of Israel. If they wanted to really be prepared for the coming one from God, then they needed to refocus on the law. As Jesus reminds the people in the New Testament, sometimes the law can be part of the problem. They got so busy trying to make sure they followed the letter of the law that they never understood the spirit of the law. Look at that psalm again. It's a call to turn away, as is James, from just looking good and starting to be different people. People who don't worry about much about whether we crossed the I's and dotted the T's, as a friend of mine used to say, but whether the meaning of what it means to live in community, which is what the law was really all about. How do we not kill each other all the time? How do we live together is what the law is supposed to be about, is a way to enlighten our minds and our lives to the possibility that God has other intentions than what our world teaches us is important. And of course, Jesus throws that list out there. Some people like to focus on that list. I look at that list this way. You ain't none of us that ain't on that list somewhere, okay? You can go down the list and pick the one that you. I'm not going to try to guess what you want. But I bet you on that list of all the things that we do, every one of us have been there. At times we've been envious. At times we've done these different things. It's not to be a burden, a reminding us that, but an idea to remind us that we stray, that we get in the wrong direction, and we head the wrong way with our lives. And the call of Advent and Christmas and the call of the church year is to refocus ourselves to where God may want us to get, to be open to a different message of a different set of values, that of humility, kindness, caring. Is that going to get you laughed at in this world? You bet your sweet bippy, as they used to say in my childhood days. Yes, that's not what our culture tells us value. Our culture teaches us that being number one and grabbing the most money and having the most toys. I got plenty of toys, so I'm guilty of that one too, trust me. Too many guitars, too many cars, too many skis. And so I need to be reminded that those are not what values like. What values like is how we treat each other, how we live together. And that's what James was getting at. He's really telling people, when you look in the mirror, don't be so pleased with what you see. See the truth. That yes, there are wonderful things about you. You were created by God. But there are also shortcomings and failures. And all of us need Advents. We need those times in our lives when we focus on what is important. What really counts. What really matters. Because that's what makes the celebration of Christmas special. When Christmas happened 2 centuries ago, it was not a happy, joyous time. Israel was in captivity. Things weren't looking good. You know, there was a political leader who was trying to kill everybody. I mean, literally kill everybody close to it. But in the midst of all that, those who had refocused themselves saw God at work in a manger, lowly and despised. They began to see that the world was being turned upside down. That what matters is not who has the most. What matters is who lives in enough joy to give the most to one another. Who spends their lives not for the sake of just ourselves, but our lives for the sake of each other. Countercultural, revolutionary, but also the message of the gospel and the hope of the world. So as we lift up John the Baptist this day a little bit, may we see not a terrifying figure, but one who really cares about us, who's really trying to warn us. One of my seminary pals told a story growing up in West Virginia. And his father worked in the coal mines. And he was there one day working as a young man before he went off to school and all to raise enough money. And the lights went out. And he was driving one of the cars. And he didn't know where to go. And he knew that up ahead there was a fork in the road. And if you went one way, you were in big trouble. The safe way was to go the other. And he couldn't remember, Suddenly he saw a lantern waving, shouting, standing in the track in front of him. And he realized it was his father telling him the right way to turn to safety. This is Advent. This is the message of today. These are what these lessons are telling us, that God is calling us to a better, deeper, richer life. A life that does not necessarily match up to the desires of the world, but matches up to the joys of God active in our life. So, have a great Advent in August. Remember John the Baptist. And let the Spirit be at work among you. Amen.
Amen.